The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have started a new segment, and the segment is called Specter Sesh. It's very, very simple. We just record something that Specter Sesh. We always have these conversations, and one day I just had the idea of, why don't you just go record it? Like, instead of me telling the people what you said, let's just play for them what you said. What should we call it? I was like, Specter Sesh. So let me play for you guys this week's edition of Specter Sesh.
If you shopped before the season like I did, I got Mahomes at 5-1. Now he's in that 4-1 range. Vegas is unflinching that he is in the MVP conversation, regardless of his statistical production through eight games. He's still in third place behind Lamar and behind Josh Allen. And again, speaking of those two quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes beat Lamar Jackson head-to-head this year and gets the opportunity to go play Josh Allen in primetime next week. If you look at the last 16 quarterbacks who've won MVP, they roughly average 14 wins a season over a 17-game schedule. And they're the one seed 81% of the time. Mahomes is going to check both those boxes. Well, what about his statistics? Jared Goff's been great, but his passing statistics aren't, you know, gaudy. Lamar's been great. Josh Allen's been great. Both have better stats, no question. But if you talk about a narrative award like the MVP is, no Isaiah Pacheco, no Hollywood Brown, no Rashee Rice, and he'll have Hopkins for half the season, but Mahomes is doing this with a less cast of characters than both of those other quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, for the final nine games of the season, gets to play the Bills in primetime, standalone on Black Friday, Sunday Night Football, standalone against the Texans on Saturday, and standalone on Christmas. So five of the next nine games on the final Chiefs calendar, Mahomes is playing by himself. And then three of the other games, Carolina, Cleveland, Las Vegas, dead in the water where he can wrap up good statistical numbers. Patrick Mahomes is going to be in the MVP conversation.
All right, this is a really interesting conversation. 913-586-7965.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If the argument for Mahomes is he's the quarterback on the best team, sure. If you are arguing the head-to-head matchups, because all of the other contending teams, Kansas City plays those teams. They've already played Baltimore. They play Houston later this year. They play Buffalo later this year. And they also play Pittsburgh. So all of the teams that you think have a legitimate argument in the AFC to really do something and make a run, the Chiefs have them on their schedule. So that part of the argument actually makes a lot of sense to me and holds a whole lot of water if we are having that part of the conversation. It all makes sense to me. This will be the thing, though, at least that's a disconnect for me. Do the numbers not matter? Now, I understand how if you're a Chiefs fan, you don't care about how many touchdowns he throws, how many yards he throws for, simply what's the Chiefs record, and we don't care about regular season production. We only care about how he looks in the postseason. All of that's fair. I mean, Lamar Jackson has 20 touchdown passes and Patrick Mahomes has 11. Patrick Mahomes has thrown 9 interceptions. Lamar Jackson has thrown 2 interceptions this year. Lamar Jackson has thrown 4 more passing yards this season than Patrick Mahomes. He also obviously has more rushing yards than he has. So just there's not really a number argument to make this year for Mahomes. And the two times that he has won it, it has just been very clear. You are the best quarterback in the league, and the numbers also support it. He threw 5,000 yards and 50 touchdown passes. The second time that he won it, he threw for 5,000 yards and 40 touchdown passes. So the numbers were there, and it also lined up with what we believe. I just think that this year is going to be one of the Cam Newton, Matt Ryan kind of years. No one is saying that they don't think Mahomes is the best quarterback anymore. At least I don't feel that way. Maybe somebody in the national media does. That's not an opinion that I have. But it just feels like a year that maybe Lamar doesn't get it because he's already won his 2 and you're just kind of tired of giving him the award. But I think we have learned, especially following it with the quarterback over the course of the last half decade or so, it's also a narrative conversation too. And the narrative just sort of has to pick up around Patrick Mahomes. Now, maybe that happens if they go out and they beat Buffalo. Maybe that happens and they do have big nationally televised games in which everybody's going to be watching and everybody's going to pay attention. And are you going to be able to keep the MVP award away from a quarterback if his team goes 15-2, 16-1, or potentially wins every single regular season game? Going to be kind of hard to keep the MVP award away from that quarterback. Right now, Patrick Mahomes would not have my vote, but there's a lot of other time to do it. I think that Josh Allen has been the most valuable player in the National Football League. I also just kind of think that it's time for him to win the award. He's been in that conversation for the last couple of years. You've given it to Mahomes. You've given it to Lamar Jackson. The next logical quarterback to give it to for having a good year and his team winning the division and them winning 13, 14 games, it feels like it's Josh Allen. So that would be my argument at the halfway point on why I would give it to Josh Allen. But Rob, you pick a different quarterback.
I'm going to stay with Jared Goff because I believe what Speck said is correct. It is a narrative-driven award.
And sorry, really quickly here, and this goes along with what you are saying, though, is, I mean, the MVP probably has been Derrick Henry. They're not going to give it to a non-quarterback. Yeah. I mean, Derrick Henry, it looks like, he is going to run for 2,000 yards and account for 20 touchdowns. That used to just give you the award. Nope. Hey, you've been the best. But now we have made it that we have to only give it to quarterbacks. So there's only probably 5 left that are even eligible to win this award. Yeah, even eligible to be in this conversation.
Derrick Henry is going to win Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the same. It's very similar. I mean, I don't know the exact dates are lining up. But remember last year, you were a proponent of Christian McCaffrey. And yeah. I said, he just can't win it. It's not going to happen. It's kind of eerily similar.
Let me ask you this question, though. It just is another player. What about Saquon Barkley?
I think he falls in the same category. He's not as impressive as Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry can't win it.
I don't know. What I just saw him do this past weekend and how that team has drastically changed, if the Eagles win that division,
which they aren't leading right now,
and the Eagles end up being a 13-4 team, The biggest difference between this year and last year is Saquon Barkley. Now, I'm with you. Saquon's not going to win the award, but this conversation, why I think we're trying to pigeonhole Patrick Mahomes into the conversation, even though the numbers aren't there, is because we are forced to only give it to a quarterback. So if that's the case, there's not that many possible options of who it can be. There's only Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. There's only a short amount of people where if we kind of opened it up a little bit, then maybe we would get closer to, hey, this guy really had the most outstanding year in the National Football League. I don't think that Patrick Mahomes has come anywhere close to having the most outstanding year in the league. He's just a quarterback of the best team.
And that's why I think he's not going to win it. I actually understand Speck's logic. It's one of those things we talk about, process over results. Speck's logic is fair for why he remains in the conversation, but I think he's on the outside looking in of a person who can actually win as of November 6th. Jared Goff has a better narrative than him right now because he's the quarterback of the Lions, and the Lions might be the best offense in football. Like that, and his, you know, return as the prodigal son, the whole thing, he wins the narrative thing. Josh Allen's stats are probably going to be better than Patrick Mahomes. And Josh Allen, a big part of Speck's argument is Josh Allen could lose to Patrick Mahomes. Well, if Josh Allen beats Patrick Mahomes, then that really changes things too. I don't disagree with him being in the conversation. I just don't foresee him being a real candidate in the conversation. If MVP was the Heisman, I don't know Mahomes makes New York, for an analogy.
Yeah, I think that, man, I don't know.
Because I think he would be in fourth.
Would he make it?
I think he'd be in fourth.
That's a great question. I've never thought about it like that. Like, would he be going to New York if this was the Heisman Trophy? Probably. I actually think he probably would make it. I think he probably makes it.
As of November 6th, I don't think he is. I think he can make New York, but I don't think he is as of now. That's the better way to say it.
No, that makes perfect sense. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, how many of Mahomes' interceptions are tip balls? 3 or 4, maybe? I completely understand that argument. I think it is a very fair argument, but I do think we have to acknowledge we never, ever gave that kind of grace to Josh Allen when he was throwing interceptions left and right. I mean, I'm guessing that some Josh Allen interceptions have been the same. Over the course of the last two seasons, Patrick Mahomes has 24 turnovers. How many turnovers do you think Josh Allen has during that time? Josh Allen during that time has 20 interceptions during that same time. And if you look at his fumble numbers, he has 6 fumbles. So their turnover numbers are about the same. So all I'm saying is I'm not saying that balls don't ever get tipped. That happens for every quarterback in the league. He has a little bit of a turnover problem in the regular season. Now, in the postseason, I don't know what happens. He just decides, I'm not throwing any more interceptions. And then that's just kind of that. Like, he, like, wills himself to not throw interceptions anymore. The quarterback that played against Tampa Bay this weekend, that's the guy that can win MVP. Is that the quarterback they're going to have for the rest of the season? Because that is not the quarterback they have had for the first half of the season or so. Their quarterback and sometimes has put them in really bad spots, and the rest of the roster has kind of bailed them out of it. Whether it's been Kareem Hunt at times, whether it's been the defense at times. Like, Patrick has not been carrying the Chiefs 2 wins. I think he helped carry them on Monday night. He was incredible on third downs and made those plays. And usually he makes those plays late in the game that are the difference-making plays. Mahomes would not have my vote for MVP as we currently sit. I also just don't think it matters. Regular season MVP, like, Mahomes is at the point where this season is focused on one thing. Do they win the Super Bowl? Not even if they go to the Super Bowl this year. Do they win the Super Bowl? And I think that there were years that you guys were caught up in the noise of, oh, what about Drew Brees? What about this? What about that? What about this season? Everybody, fans, team, commentators, media, there's only one thing that really matters. So give it to somebody else this year. This is the year to give it to somebody else, and Chiefs Kingdom's not going to be mad about it. Give it to Josh Allen. Give it to Jared Goff. There's only one trophy that Chiefs fans really care about this season. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.